You know, I told you I'm going to do a podcast, and you're over there washing
you
things.
After I already started doing this.
What the fuck? How am I supposed to do a podcast if you're going to make fuck? You're washing dishes now. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is now Wednesday, November 27th at 3:23 in the afternoon, and this is the second episode of Fuck Knows What. It appears to me as though all of a sudden on Fox News they're reporting that there's people threatening, I don't know, to hurt the people that Trump has picked as his nominees. Makes no sense to me. Nobody. Funny, if the Democrats do it, it's okay because, well, they're just trying to preserve their rights. So this is their next throwdown of, oh, you know what? We're rioting peacefully by sending bomb threats to people. But then again, what more could we expect, especially from Biden when he's gone on vacation. He's out of here now until at least, obviously, another week goes by and we're just counting the weeks and the days. By the time he leaves, we'll be all right. That'll be the end of that. And, of course, Kamala Harris, what is with that video she put out where she just looks like she had too many Mai Tais in Hawaii and then comes back and decides she's going to confess to everybody that, well, you know, she had difficult times reaching the American people. Yeah, what a fuckwit there. Again, then we got James Carville doing the usual bullshit of calling progressive staffers that hurt Harris with their so-called hissy fits. And of course, you know, then we've got The View, those women that just sit there and just, I don't know what, I just don't know. What are you talking about? What is your problem now? What is your problem? What is your problem? Why do you do this every time? What? Why are you doing that? Why? What are you doing? No, Maddie, you can't keep interrupting every single time you need to talk about something. These are world things that are happening. And what do? You just complain. Yes, you do. You don't like the Democrats. Do you? No, I didn't like him either. I just don't like him either. But okay. Anyway, can you be quiet just for a few minutes? What? Hold on. I got to get back to the news, okay? Hold on. Just keep hold that cat thought there. What? Really? 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 You're going to do that? What? What are you getting excited about? What? Come over here. What? What are you doing today? Okay, so anyway, what do you think of Kamala Harris? Tell me. Doesn't stand a chance next time? Okay, whatever. All right, so anyway, get back to the news. Let's get to CNN and see what they're up to. So Musk is sharing millions of followers. He's giving out the names of federal employees he wants to cut. Well, that's one heck of a way to exit the building. And Elon doesn't seem to have any social awareness. And we kind of like that about him because he can get away with it. It's like when I go into Publix, my spouse will be in the fucking vegetable aisle and I'll be on the other side of the store in the meat aisle and I'll just yell out the name across the whole place. And people will look at me like I'm out of my fucking mind. But he has learned to come to me and say, yes, Tourette's. See, that's your excuse. If you want to act out nowadays, you're either a Democrat, and you can use that excuse, or just say you have fucking Tourette's, and everybody will leave you alone. Maybe. In any event. So, the Israeli armed military, of course, you know, they're going after Lebanese people. Don't return south of the Latanya River. You're going to get there too close. And, of course, let's look at Israel and Hezbollah. They got a ceasefire. They always seem to do this around the holidays. They'll be back at it in quick form within about 2 weeks. I give them maybe two weeks. To play that game with everybody. And by the way, James Carville's got to shut the fuck up. I went back to him because I just can't stand the guy anymore. He just looks like some type of vulture with fucking headphones on CNN. When you look at him, you know, and he's talking about Harris skipping the Joe Rogan podcast. Quite frankly, I think Rogan should be happy she never showed up and didn't want to do one because it'd probably be the lowest rated podcast he'd ever have. And that's just simply put the best thing that could have fucking happened. And then, of course, what are we doing? We're digging up the Menendez brothers. Really? And they thought they were getting a get out of jail card, and they were leaving. Hold on, I need some coffee here. And guess what? Didn't work out that way. They got a whole nother fucking guest coming, those two. I'll tell you my problem with those two. If you look on Fox News and you look at the picture they show of these two brothers, in their mugshots or their pictures that they wear that are clipped onto their little scrub suit prison garb outfits, you will notice they are smiling. They never seem to not be smiling. So that to me is somebody who thinks they're about to get away with something. In anticipation of that, they are smiling. Or they already got away with it. That's why they're smiling. And if they get out, they'll continue to go do something else, like make a few million bucks telling their story, playing the fucking games that they play. These two fucking guys need to just rot in jail. Leave them there. Just don't open the door. Just study them. Well, you probably can't study anyone who've already studied them, because there couldn't be too much up there, because they didn't even plan their crime all that well when you really think about it. They just went in off the cuff and couldn't keep, you know, forget about it. What's the saying? The only way for two people to keep a secret is if one of them is dead. So I guess one of the Menendez brothers should have shot the other, so then you'd have three. And let's see, that would have worked out maybe, because then we would have known nothing. There you go. And then what is it now? Today is only Wednesday, and we've got Black Friday deals already starting at fucking Walmart, of all places. Traffic is mad. People are just going everywhere. People have lost their fucking minds. I think they're just thrilled that, okay, Trump is in. We're going to be having, he's in like Flynn. We're going to be having a grand old fucking time coming up very soon. The world is a good and a better place now. So I think that's pretty good news altogether. I don't know what's going to happen here in the next few weeks, but I do hope that Joe maybe takes a rest, doesn't make any more major decisions. Obviously, somebody brokered some type of deal with Israel for some reason to come up with something that makes him look like a halfway decent person before he leaves office. And I think that probably does it for me for today. It's a shorty. It's a shorty because, you know, I don't really want to ramble, though I am kind of rambling. I believe that we need just to come together as a country. We need to guide the liberals, the independents, the Democrats especially, along the road to recovery. They have no choice. Sucks for them. But I distinctly remember when Obama was in office, we had 8 years of all of that bullshit, and not for nothing. I would have thought Obama would have done something for African Americans a bit more than what he did. If anybody can tell me he did anything, please let me know what the fuck it was, because they didn't get ahead. They only got ahead when Trump got into office for 4 years. And then Biden came along. They didn't get ahead. It was just anarchy. And now Trump's coming in, and he's sitting in barbershops in pretty scary neighborhoods saying, hey, what can I do for you? And I think he's going to do a lot for them. So, you know, look, whites and blacks got to come together, period. End of story. Help each other. Get each other into business. Give each other loans, whatever. We don't need government bailouts to make us all work. We just need to help each other make each other work. You know, if you're one of these people who just doesn't want to go into a black neighborhood because you're afraid to go use the barber or go to the grocery store or whatever, well, make the effort. Go, try. Nobody's coming at you. And the same thing, you know, for black people. I mean, maybe they're not afraid to come into our neighborhoods, but we do have our own neighborhoods. That's one of our problems. We don't have really mixed neighborhoods as much as we just have our own little worlds that we live in. And, that world we enter is usually within our house. We close our door, we lock it. And Republicans, well, we got our guns. A couple Democrats, they might be smart enough to have guns. But we just need to talk it out. And all this racist shit, just put it aside. It's all a bunch of crap. It means absolutely nothing. We all know it means nothing. It's never meant anything. The talk of reparations, no, that ain't going to fucking happen. My family didn't come from a long line of plantation owners and whatever. In fact, some of mine might have actually been out there picking fucking cotton somewhere along the way as well. So let's just forget about that. That would be like us paying the Japanese for sitting in an internment camp. Speaking of internment camps, I think that's what's going to be coming up very soon in Texas, where what, they got hundreds of acres for a deportation facility. And yeah, throw the Mexicans, the Venezuelans, the Guatemalans, whatever's roaming around out there that just doesn't want to fit into our society, stick them in the fucking place, ship them the fuck out, get them out of our country, get them out of our pocketbooks. I am so tired of writing checks for money, for taxes that pay for people that do absolutely nothing. Here's a novel approach. How about this? You want to come and live in this country, and how many millions of there are there out there? Okay, let the government here. Elon Musk can come up with a great part of his Doge, D-O-G-E, doggy program, we'll call it. And this is, don't ride on the backs of Americans. You want to come to this country, you're already here. I'll tell you what, if you're going to open up a deportation center and ship people the fuck out because they're criminals, I think that they got to go first anyway. How about this idea? You set up another place where people can go in cities and towns and locally or around the country where they can go in and say, yes, I'm an illegal alien. I came here. This is how I got here. This is when I got here. My family's been here. I've been here for a long time, whatever. And let's not phrase this as, let's not frame this with, oh, well, you know, you're talking about immigration policy. No, I'm not. What I'm talking about is this. You have a center, they go in, and they volunteer. They go in and they say, look, this is how much I make a month. This is what I do. But I'm willing to put 10, 15, 20, 40, 60 hours a week into community service to earn the right to be here. I want to help. I want to be an American by helping other Americans. I'll go into any neighborhood and I'll paint buildings. Hey, remember something, you go into the shittiest fucking neighborhood in this country, and if you gave everybody enough paint to paint all the buildings different colors, it'd be beautiful. And everybody's attitude would change overnight because they'd come out and see a bright new world of color. Why not? And it doesn't have to be the gay flag or any of that crap. Just make it look nice. It could be like, you know, think about the Caribbean, how they do it. It's kind of fucking cool. Look at Greece, Santorini, Mykonos. When I go there, you know, beautiful blue top buildings, domes with all white. Absolutely beautiful. Blue and white. Works well. I mean, pick whatever color you want. But here's the deal. You go, you volunteer, you give back to the community, and you earn your right to be here. You jumped ahead of the line. Okay, we understand. You know, not everything goes the way we want it to go. But you're willing to put your ass on the line and say, look, you know, but you know, it could be a husband and a wife. The husband works a full-time job to pay the bills, but the wife is home fucking doing nothing all day long. Huh, go work in like a soup kitchen. Go volunteer at a local assisted living facility. Volunteer. Give us 10 hours a week. Give us 20 hours a week. Show us your worth by doing something that's worthwhile. I think that's the best possible thing immigrants that really want to be here can do. I mean, if you're going to run about the place with guns and knives and sell fentanyl or just give out fentanyl, whatever the fuck you think you're doing, get the fuck out or we'll find you and we'll end you. That's how that has to go. But I believe if we came up with a solution where people can earn the right to be here, it's like this. You go to the VA and guess what? If you've been in the service, you come out of the service and you didn't spend all the time, didn't give all the time you had to be in there toward the end of your service, you can make up the time and buy the time back by going to work at the VA. And that's like a gimme, because you're earning something for something. The problem here is that we don't want to keep giving out trillions of dollars to keep people here and support people here who really don't want to be here. Those people will leave on their own. I have no doubt they'll be flooding. Trump will be sitting in the Oval Office doing another tour for all of us on Fox News. And the fucking immigrants that know, oh, fuck, we got a problem now, they'll be at the border trying to get over it. They won't be able to leave this country fast enough. And those of us who are all sticking together on this point will help get rid of them. And guess what? The people that are going to get rid of the people that don't belong here are blacks, are whites, are Latinos, are Hispanics, are Asians. They're everybody. They're everybody who really wants to be here. So this is the time the country could actually come together as one unified group. Forget about the word fucking party, because there is no party going on right now. And push these people out of our country. Get them the fuck out. Because guess what? It's more for all of us. It's more for all of the blacks, the whites, the Asians, the Hispanics, the Latinos, the Cubans, for fuck's sake. If anybody has a right to come here, any way, shape, or form, it's the fucking Cubans. Bring the fucking Cubans in. You can bring them in by the busload. I'll let them live in my house. I'd love to have a few Cubans around. The food is great. They're wonderful. Oh, is that culturally appropriate to say that? I don't really give a fuck. Because guess what? Freedom of speech still rules in this country. So, to you guys out there that are running around this country right now thinking that this is your free ride to do whatever you want, it's going to come to an end. Enjoy the next few weeks, because that's all about you're going to get from us. Because then guess what? We all got a lot of guns in this country. And we all got a lot of we're fed up in this country. And we got an all lot of giddy up for you out of this fucking country. So that's the way it is. If that sounds, I don't know, is that xenophobic? No. Is that racist? No. I'm trying to protect the country I was born in, protect my neighbors, protect my family, and protect other people in other states. And there's nothing wrong with being an American. We're Americans. If you weren't born here and you don't have a birth certificate from this fucking country and you don't have a fucking piece of paper saying you belong here, you are not an American. You are nothing to no one but the country you come from. So, get yourself going. I'm sure many states will be buying you bus tickets and airfares one way, wherever it is. And to the countries that don't want to take you back, well, they ain't going to have a choice. Because the tariff king, Trump, he's going to be fucking with their world as well. So they're either going to suffer one way or suffer another. So that's today's podcast. I hope you enjoy your turkey day tomorrow. And then I'll be back. Maybe I'll do something special tomorrow, because I'm not even having fucking turkey. I'm fucking tired of looking at turkey. I don't want to hear about turkey. I got a prime rib. It was on sale at Publix for like $10.99 a pound. It was a beautiful buy. So I got that. Plus, guess what? I get to shop at our country's commissaries. So when I go to a commissary, now this is a whole off topic because I'm almost done now. So this is like my after discussion. This is like a bonus track. Think about it. Being a vet, disabled vet, you get to go to the commissaries and go shopping. So when I go to Publix to buy a pork roast, let's say, that pork roast that's $20 at Publix is only $5 at the base. A lot of us all go there. All of us veterans that can get on to, let's say, any of our American bases and get into the commissaries. We shop tax-free. We get great deals. We get things at government pricing. We're treated right. And by the way, we earned that right. So think about the guy who gets onto that base, fills up his shopping cart, and saves $100 in a week on food because, well, guess what? The government's done right by me because we've done right by you, the American people. So have a great Thanksgiving.